In his first Angelus from the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, Pope Benedict XVI appealed for the release of the 22 South Korean hostages kidnapped in Afghanistan by the Taliban on July the 19th.
Si va purtroppo diffondendo tra gruppi armati.
The Holy Father said using innocent people as a means to gain partisan ends was happening more and more among armed groups. This is a grave violation of human dignity and is in stark contrast to every basic norm of civilized society, which also gravely offends divine law. I call on those authors of these criminal acts, he said, to desist from the evil they are doing and release their victims safe and unharmed.
Dal male compiuto e restituiscono incolumi le loro vittime.
Before the recitation of the Marian prayer, Pope Benedict continued on last Sunday's theme of peace, noting that July the 29th marked the 50th anniversary of the founding of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
I cambiamenti epocali avvenuti negli ultimi 50 anni.
The Holy Father said the immense changes which have occurred over the past 50 years showed the difficult crossroads humanity is having to face in its efforts to discourage nuclear proliferation and promote disarmament in favor of the peaceful and safe use of nuclear technology. Pope Benedict added that the Holy See fully supported the aims and objectives of the organization and that the arms race should be replaced by economic and moral development.
È bene, infatti, ribadire anche in questa occasione, come cito il Catechismo della Chiesa Cattolica, alla corsa agli armamenti si deve sostituire uno sforzo comune per mobilitare le risorse verso obiettivi di sviluppo morale, culturale ed economico.
At the end of the Angelus in the courtyard of the Apostolic Palace, Pope Benedict greeted the gathered faithful in a number of languages, including English, and also imparted his apostolic blessing.
I extend heartfelt greetings to all the English-speaking visitors here today. In this Sunday's Gospel, the disciples see Jesus praying. They ask him, Lord, teach us to pray. So he teaches them the Our Father, and in this way he draws the disciples and all of us into his own prayer. I encourage all of you to be faithful to prayer, and so to be united with Jesus in his intimate relationship with the Father. Upon all of you and upon your families and loved ones at home, and God's abundant blessings.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.